This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Researchers at CU School of Medicine and UC Health plan to recruit qualified patients to test a potential COVID-19 vaccine. CPR's Taylor Allen has more.
Researchers are going to recruit 1,000 patients for the trial, and they will be monitored for a year to determine whether the vaccine is safe and whether they get sick from the coronavirus. Patients from around the state will be invited to participate. Unlike typical vaccines, this one focuses on the virus's genetic code and its spike proteins. The vaccine is supposed to induce an antibody response against the protein that would prevent the virus from infecting cells. This means the vaccine would stimulate a person's immune system without exposing them to the actual virus. Recruitment is expected to begin late July or early August. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
The small town of Ridgeway is officially a dark sky community. CPR's Stina Sieg reports the town is only the third community in Colorado to receive the designation.
Following a two-year application process, the International Dark Sky Association awarded Ridgeway for its deep nighttime skies, with clear views of stars and celestial bodies. The rural community in the foothills of the San Juan Mountains joins nearby Norwood, as well as West Cliff and Silver Cliff, west of Pueblo, as the state's only dark sky communities. The designation is meant to also protect places from possible light pollution in the future. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Supreme Court delivered a loss to Donald Trump today, ruling his financial records had to be turned over to a grand jury. That story is coming up, as well as Japanese amusement parks have banned screaming on roller coasters to curb the spread of coronavirus. Will the U.S. follow suit? Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, the Black Lives Matter movement has united many people behind one cause, but there's debate within the Latino community on whether they should support it too.
There are people in the Latino, Chicano, Mexicano community that believe when we move in the direction of helping our Black brothers and sisters, it takes away from the Latino, Chicano, Mexicano movement.
Inside the Latinx Divide on Black Lives Matter, coming up in 10 minutes here on All Things Considered.